mere title of Larry Bloom's decent trade paperback, The Cure for Corporate Stupidity, Avoid the Mind Bugs That Cause Smart People to Make Bad Decisions, might attract anti-corporate types tempted to accumulate more ammunition to bolster existing attitudes against the powerful business structure. But its contents would most benefit business managers who want to prevail and do good work while avoiding minefields, or mind fields with a D. Corporations are a natural breeding ground of mind bugs, according to Bloom, and the responsibility of leading a corporation too often is confined to maximizing short-term profits without considering long-term consequences. Corporations are not moral or immoral. They are artificial legal structures set up to serve and protect stockholders. But their practices, led by management, have consequences for workers, executives, vendors, customers, and the communities where they operate. And the operations do not occur in a vacuum. The corporate environment encourages flaws in managers' thinking, flaws that Bloom calls mind bugs. Just like software has bugs, there are bugs in how corporate leaders think and make decisions, and they cause corporate stupidity, harmful decisions that are made when people simply could have known better. Bloom, who calls himself a recovering CEO, realized this after decades helping grow BioLab Inc. to more than $700 million in revenue and a 20-plus percent return on investment. Educated as a chemical engineer, Bloom spent his career achieving business success, but also making mistakes and learning from them before retiring in 2006 at age 57. Since then, he's researched corporate management and applied his experience to come up with business-friendly tools and practices to avoid the pitfalls in the corporate world. He says, whether it's a small business or multinational conglomerate, employees are constantly faced with the problem of making the best possible business decisions in a rapidly changing, highly competitive, capacity-constrained environment. Today's stressful business environments are not conducive to making good decisions. This book helps people detect mind bugs as part of their daily routines to reduce risk, improve results, and avoid faulty decisions. Presented in four sections, The Cure for Corporate Stupidity includes more than 160 references and citations across 12 fields and proposes topics that can help create an organization that's in command of its thinking. Most important are his concept of mind bugs, dimensions of sufficiency, accuracy, beliefs, and social aspects. Bloom sees them as driving or derailing reasoning, and he describes them thusly. Sufficiency, the requirement to make decisions based on both relevant and significant information of adequate breadth and depth. Accuracy, the requirement to make decisions based on clearly defined, reliable, factual, precise, and fair information. Beliefs, the requirement to consider the influence of one's own point of view. And social, the requirement to consider the influence of the group's definition of reality. Bloom adds, I am quite passionate about the responsibility of leadership to create an organization that has a quality control process for its thinking. Meanwhile, researchers from the INSEAD Business School wrote The Spirits of Corporate Social Responsibility based on a survey senior executives who were asked to articulate thoughts about corporate responsibility in general, and in particular, to distinguish between two types of corporate charity, implicit, like our goods benefit society, and explicit, like we contribute to charitable causes. Hong Kong executives embrace explicit standards of corporate responsibility, with 60% mentioning charity as a corporate obligation. Just 14% of U.S. executives mention charity and position society as a constraint to be overcome. And they were unusually clear in assessing societal concerns as secondary, with primacy accorded to shareholder interests. Further, only 40% of financial sector executives in the United States alluded to the importance of society or community. Researchers said, at the root of the financial crisis may not only have been insufficient regulatory oversight, but also a proliferation of financial executives with possibly deviant value systems. Acknowledging and addressing such American deviance, surely another mind bug that leads to bad business, bad employee or community relations, or all of the above, is necessary too. Maybe that would result in a cure for much more than stupidity.